Welcome back to The Serial Killer. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Today, we talk about Adolf Laudenberg, also known as the Santa Claus Strangler. He was born in 1926. We don't have an exact date. We don't have an exact date of death, just at sometime in the 2010s. Victims, 4 to 6, span of crime, 1972 to 75 in California. He was apprehended in September 5th of 2003. Adolf Laudenberg was born in Lexington, Kentucky in 1926 to a German immigrant butcher and his wife, who died a few years after his birth. At some point, he took up whittling unique walking canes made from salvaged wood and manzanita shrubs, which he would either give away or sell for $10 on the street. While serving in the Naval Construction Battalion in Trinidad, British West Indies in 1944, Laudenberg met his future wife, Annel. He adopted her son, Steve, and the couple then moved to California permanently. After Adolf left the service, he then got a job as a security guard at a steel plant before turning towards being a cab driver in the San Pedro area in the late 60s. According to neighbors, Laudenbergs were an odd fit. Annel worked at a dance studio, was outgoing and health conscious, while Adolf was a generous but reclusive man who mostly kept to himself. Despite their differences, the marriage lasted 30 years before the couple separated. As Annel, who didn't return her husband's feelings of love, outed herself as a stripper. Adolf remarried but divorced again. At some point, he traveled for a short time to New Orleans before returning to San Pedro. Murders. Using his job as a cabbie, Laudenberg modus operandi consisted of picking up lonely, alcoholic, or ill women who reminded him of his ex, whom he would then bind, rape, and strangle either in Los Angeles or San Francisco. He was questioned by police during the initial investigation but denied everything, and since the perpetrator left barely any clues behind, he was left off. Proven. Lois Petrie, 43, an alcoholic whose husband had recently died from cancer. Petrie was last seen at the San Pedro bar on Christmas of 72. The following day, she was found strangled in her apartment's bedroom, partially nude and with signs of sexual assault. Catherine Medina, 50, August 18, 74. Medina was discovered in a local San Pedro bar by her husband, who forced her out after an argument. As the couple walked home, the drunk Catherine ran away and jumped into a van of an unidentified man, which sped off. She wasn't found until the following day, when her nude body was found beside some bushes in Harbor Lake Recreational Park. Anna Felch, 54, about a month after the Medina killing on September 4th, the killer struck again. Felch, who worked at a hot dog stand on Cabrillo Beach, disappeared after leaving a San Pedro bar in the dead of night, inebriated. A few hours later, a construction worker found her body a few blocks away. Felch had been sexually assaulted and thereafter strangled to death. Lee Griffin, 60, a legal secretary and heavy drinker who had recently been diagnosed with breast cancer. Griffin was bound, raped, and strangled at a residential hotel in San Francisco in April 75. Suspected. Irene Hinn, 55, owner of a San Francisco bar on Larkin Street named Irene's Dumar Club. A generous woman who helped the people who frequented her place, she was found raped and strangled March 12, 74. Maud Burgess, 83, a retiree who helped with the management of her San Francisco apartment building. The elderly Burgess was found raped and strangled in her apartment in November 74. A partial fingerprint was located at the scene, but it was not matched to Laudenberg. Arrest, trial, and imprisonment. In 75, Laudenberg confessed to his future daughter-in-law that he had killed 4 women, 3 in San Pedro and 1 in San Francisco, which he called his 4 sins. The women believed his story and told the authorities, and despite their efforts, they couldn't prove the veracity of the claims. In 2002, however, he did the same to his son's ex-wife, Darlene, explaining what he did in far greater detail. She notified the San Luis Obispo police, who now armed and advanced in DNA, began re-examining the cold case. Since Laudenberg had no criminal record, they had to find a way to obtain his DNA through other means. An undercover officer invited Adolf over some coffee in a Torrance restaurant, to which the latter agreed. After discussing various topics and also getting caught in the act, Laudenberg walked away without throwing out his coffee cup. The other officer then swept in and got the cup, from which DNA samples were extracted and sent to testing. They matched seminal fluid found on Luis Petri's corpse. Armed with the evidence, the authorities tracked down Laudenberg's camper van and arrested him, holding him on $1 million bond. Bail. He was charged with Petri's murder but denied her and the others' murders. Nonetheless, he was found guilty of the Petri killing and sentenced to life imprisonment. Circumstances surrounding how the officer obtained the DNA samples raised some privacy issues, with the policemen arguing that discarded items were considered public property and therefore no legal permission was required to get a sample. The appeal court upheld the conviction, rejecting Laudenberg's argument that the expectation was that a restaurant employee should have thrown the cup out. All right, everybody, that was a quick one. That was Adolf Laudenberg. I'm thinking on my schedule for this is maybe every 2 weeks to get an episode out, because the once a week thing, I end up getting busy doing other things, working, and just a lot going on right now, as I've explained over the last few episodes what has happened. And I don't want to go into too much detail, because I think a lot of you probably just like listening to the episodes and don't want to listen to me bitch and complain about life. We all have issues and everything else, so I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. If anybody's really interested to find out what is going on with me, you can always hit me up on Twitter, TheSerialKill11. Follow. I follow right back. We are still, far as I know, only at 33. I want to hit 50 before the season's over. We got about 7 more episodes to go, so let's get that going, guys. I also want to hit 100,000 listens on the podcast. We are at 96,000 right now. We're only 4,000 away from the 100,000. As always, thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Jeremy Skaggs. Until, I guess, next week or so, I'll see you then. Hey guys, this is Jeremy Skaggs, the host of The Serial Killer. Just letting you know that I am going to be starting a new podcast called Jeremy's Rock Nation. It's actually a continuation of a show that I did probably 7 years ago. I was on an internet radio station, Digital Revolution Radio, and did that show for a little while there. Well, I'm going to do a continuation of Jeremy's Rock Nation, the podcast. Through Anchor, I can get songs off of Spotify. The artists are still paid, and I can play whole songs on there. So it's going to be like a morning radio show with funny skits and all kinds of stuff like that, just kind of wacky, wild, hopefully, and play music also. So that'll be out probably once a week. And I'm thinking The Serial Killer will probably be once every 2 weeks. Anyways, just wanted y'all to know, I'll let you know when that first episode is up so you guys can go follow that podcast and listen to that and let me know if you like it. All right, guys, as always, follow us on The Serial Kill 11 on Twitter, and I will see y'all later.